This is just really recording some notes that I kind of find it hard to write down. Firstly, I've been thinking about doing my video. Obviously, I'm finding it hard to use the Windows Movie Maker. I kind of want to keep the 16:9 like widescreen stuff that it can just take off my webcam when I record it through YouTube, which is easier. So I'm probably going to keep to that. So I want to keep it like one shot, which is kind of simple, but hopefully that'll work for now until I can get some proper software stuff. Because I thought I had Premiere Pro, but I don't. So if anyone wants to donate a copy of Premiere Pro, you're more than welcome to do that. I suppose ideas wise, I want to kind of direct it to like a web audience. So obviously, it want to be related with web design, and me as a kind of multimedia practitioner. Kind of go through my course in a way and the projects that I'm currently working on. I kind of want to do like little websites that I find that are interesting and little things that I find on the web and the things that I blog about as well, which will probably be useful. But it's finding it, I'm finding it difficult to get a simple kind of, I don't know, script going. So I suppose in recording this audio, it'll kind of help me to clear out some kind of key ideas that I want to go by. So I suppose the first thing that I really want to do is talk about the Influences film that I watched last night, because that was awesome. Just more in depth, and to realise that there's more than just you in Nottingham studying in Nottingham Trent. There's a whole massive industry that you can tap into. And the kind of the design culture and the fashion, music, and how everything kind of intertwines with everything else in a way. It's a massive network that's kind of available. So it's just mind blowing. I suppose looking at the trend, that's what it really was looking at, was trends and trendsetters and how, like that influence on the bigger picture of things. So I just find it really interesting. So that's definitely worth watching, and definitely it's only like 13 minutes long, so it's definitely worth catching that as quality. I suppose the next thing is a few websites that I've looked at. There was definitely one that was called Ben. He was a secret agent, and the website was awesome. It was for this iPod app that secures all your documents and stuff, so they don't get lost. As you dragged down the screen on their website, it would this. Guy, this Ben guy, would walk down through a scene that you're currently scrolling through, and as you would do that, little kind of speech bubbles would come up of him speaking and saying little kind of remarks or little kind of what's the word? Little pushes for the apps, the applications, like features and things. So that was pretty interesting. And then as you drag down it, things would kind of interact with the fact that this guy was walking through. So you'd have this robber running past, trying to steal some purse and all the rest of it. And as you get down to the bottom, he goes kind of, he disappears. But then there's the ability to kind of get the app or get the updates for when the app actually comes out, which I thought was really interesting. So it's utilizing this massive space. Trouble is, I suppose, loading wise, kind of the problems with that. But the fact that it was not done in Flash and it was just a really nice feature, utilizing kind of the vertical scrolling of a page to kind of go through a narrative, which is really nice. As well, I suppose some other websites I can't actually remember them, so I have to kind of go back to my bookmarks and try and find them. But I'm also trying to like read through some books to try and kind of develop myself as a more of a graphic designer, looking at kind of designs and things, just to because obviously web design is a kind of a join of visual plus also coding, and I suppose I want to develop my visual side just to be more on par with graphic designers that are out there, because I've always had an interest in graphic design and visually displaying things, so I kind of want to develop that by reading more books and a bit more theory to it.